Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Much Talk About Community, a show about NBC's Community. As always, I'm your host, the Jeff Winger of this scenario, Grant Ingram. And if you want to interact with the show, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity, and you can follow us on Twitter at MTACpod. We have a website. There's actually a new website coming that isn't the network website. It's a long WordPress word story, and I don't feel like telling it. But right now, our website is anchor.fm/MTACpod, and you can send us a voicemail there. We really do appreciate that. Joining me today, it is my co-host, the Britta, to my Jeff Winger. I don't know, just because of that last episode dichotomy. It is Marty Shores. How you doing, Marty?
I'm good. And you know what? Yeah.
The anti-winger?
The anti-winger. That's fair, to be honest.
I'm just messing with you, but yeah.
No, it is. I love that part of that episode. So I was like, where is he going with this? I was like, are you the Jeff Winger? I feel like we've already discovered you're the Annie, but that's all right.
I'm the Annie, the Abed, and occasionally I'm Jeff, but very rarely.
We're all of them. Yep. And I have the humor of all of them because I make movie references, but then I'm like, I'm not a buzzkill.
I am a buzzkill. I've started to own it. Like, I'm like, I am the buzzkill.
Well, buzzkill's not the right word. You're more like a fun vampire, you know, because you don't suck blood, you just suck.
Yep. Exactly.
We got a little ahead there, but anyway.
Yeah, because we're already, you know, like in the episode, today we are talking about basic genealogy, beginner pottery, and the science of illusion, which I believe puts us all the way up to episode 20 of season one. Jeez, this is going fast. I guess we're 2 months in, but still.
Are we 2 months? Dude, 2021 needs to like
20 episodes, do 5 episodes a week or 5 episodes every 2 weeks.
Yeah, no. That's weird. It doesn't feel like that.
It doesn't.
Like it does, but it doesn't. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, so basic genealogy, a quick summary from that for that, Marty. What do you have?
It's the Family Day episode. Like, that's pretty much the summary of it. It's the Family Day episode, and Pierce has his ex-stepdaughter come in, and then there's a whole, and Troy's grandma comes in, who I love Troy's grandma, because she's hilarious.
Oh, she is. Fran Bennett's the best.
She's so good. She's so good. The switch, dude. And Britta was so happy to like bring her whatever she wanted, and then she instantly regretted it. She was like, "No, it's gonna be fine."
What?
So good.
Yeah. Oh no, it's amazing. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm trying to think. So it's the Family Day episode. Correct me if I'm wrong. We talked about the pool episode, right, last week?
I think so.
Okay, so there's a line there.
Yes,
where Jeff tells Leonard, he's like, "Shut up, Leonard. I talked to your son on Family Day. I know all about your gambling."
Oh, yeah. There is a line there. We haven't had Family Day yet. Were there two?
I don't know. There must have been, or they're aired out of order.
Maybe this episode, was meant to like come before, and then they were like, wait, no, this doesn't make sense. And then they put it after.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be something interesting.
Dan, we got a question.
Yeah, no, like seriously. Been listening to way too much Harmon Town to not ask him a question now.
I still gotta listen to that episode that you sent me, dude.
Oh, it's amazing. But the one before it might be better. Honestly, that whole podcast is hilarious. I listen to it while I work. It's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. I love how they like keep disparaging Glee.
As they should, to be honest.
Yeah, I really hate Glee. And he was like, God, I don't care.
It's so good. I don't think anyone really loves Glee. Like, I kind of grew up, I didn't grow up with it, but I've always been kind of into musicals and stuff. And like, I know people who were into musicals. And I watched like one season of Glee and I was like, what is this? This is so bad. This is so bad.
Yep. It's really not great.
It's awful.
So the reason they disparage Glee so much is because they aired in a competing, like the same time slot on different networks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Also, I think Iqbal Fiba, who I believe was Pierce's stepdaughter, I could be wrong.
Ex-stepdaughter.
Yes. But Pierce's real daughter, according to Pierce, except for the fact that she was grifting him. She's on Glee.
Oh, that's great.
Wait. No. Iqbal Fiba is not Pierce's step. Okay. So I was just off. Iqbal Fiba's Abed's dad. Yeah, no, I was like just off.
You were just off, dude. You're so tired.
I am very tired, and honestly, I didn't know that name, but I remember now that I should have known that name. Also, that storyline of this episode was amazing.
It was so good, and the twins, dude.
The twins were the best.
And the twins, and she was just chilling in the bouncy house, like she really wanted to go. I love that she was like, she was probably not much younger than Abed. Like, she was probably around our age, honestly.
Yeah, which is Abed's age in this.
Right. But, but she was just like, I want to go in the bouncy, like, same. Like, if two little kids asked me to go in a bouncy house, heck yeah, I'd be down, dude. Would I be able to do it? No. But you bet your butt I'd do it anyway. Yeah, that's so fun.
It is. And yeah, I mean, Danny Pudi might be 40 now, but when this was being filmed, he was only like 29. So
yeah,
he's supposed to be 18. I didn't realize how old Danny Pudi was.
He looks so young.
He does. He's 40. Like now, he's 40.
Yeah, that's insane. Some people just don't age, man. They just don't.
They don't, no. And more Danny Pudi, because Danny Pudi's the best.
Hey,
Danny, if you're listening, you're the best.
Shout out to Danny Pudi, who we've been talking about for, God, how many episodes have we done of this?
Lot.
Like
four.
Like
no. Four. No, I'm an idiot.
No, I'm like eight. I'm like,
no, it's I'm been, about to yeah, get this is episode eight.
Is this episode eight?
This is episode eight.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Every time I do the math, I'm always like, yeah, we do 10 episodes every 2 weeks. And I'm like, no, I'm an idiot. We do 5 episodes every 2 weeks or 10 a month.
I love that you said we've done 4. Wait. Like,
that ain't it. Nope. Talk to Chief. Chief said that ain't it.
Chief called. He said that ain't it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, do you have any other like things to mention about this before we?
I have the let me see if I just like the when Abed brought up his cousin, and Annie goes, "Does she look like you, but in a wig and lipstick?" And Abed goes, "Nah, that's Halle Berry."
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. I sat there and I was like, Abed. And then I was like, I paused it because I was writing down this note, and I was like, wait a minute. He's not wrong. It kind of
was Abed in Catwoman? Was he Halle Berry in Catwoman? I don't know, but that would make Catwoman so much better.
It would also make him both Batman and Catwoman, which is something I need to see.
That is an interesting scenario. Just like, you know what makes that happen?
What?
Schizophrenia.
Oh my god. Well, college is where most mental
problems are created. Yep.
Yep. I hope I get multiple personalities. I get lonely in the show.
Okay, so that is a phenomenal tag into this.
That's so good.
I don't remember what episode that was from.
That's the next episode. That's okay. Beginner pottery. So I skipped a little ahead.
I was going to say, that sounds like a beginner pottery episode, which
I
also
had to bring it up because we were like talking about the same sentence. It was perfect. It worked.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I love that. I love the show.
It's so good. See, this is the thing I don't like about the new format and why we will probably go back to the old format next week. There's so much I could talk about with this episode, but also, like, too little time.
so much episode, too little time.
Yeah, I could spend an hour talking.
You know what we forgot to mention about this episode, though?
What?
Is Britta getting spanked by Troy's grandma?
And Troy just standing there.
And then Jeff and Pierce's ex-stepdaughter, whose name I've forgotten because I didn't bother to remember it, because I was like, she's not going to stay.
No.
Anyway, but they walked in, and then Jeff just goes, you know what? Wrong room. You might get in the door, and they just back away.
It was hilarious.
It was so funny.
Yeah. Sounds like something I would do, except it would just be me and I would be talking to myself because, again,
it would just schizophrenia. You turn to your left and it's just no one there, but you're like, you might get that. And then you go to the other side, you turn your head position.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, yeah, I'll get it.
No, but I'm not that crazy. I'd just be sitting there like, hey, do you mind getting that? And I'd be like, no.
No, not at all.
And I'd just be like, this is a perfectly normal way to have a conversation with myself. I should do this more often.
I talk to myself all the time, dude. It's like concerning.
See, there's nothing wrong with talking to yourself. It's when you're playing both sides of the conversation.
Yeah.
It's like, that's an issue.
It's like, the thing is, you know, it's fine if you're talking to yourself. Don't answer yourself. And it's just like, I answer myself.
Yep. I have mental problems.
I have a mental disorder.
Yep. Which is not something to joke about, but also it's sort of hilarious.
It is sort of hilarious. You know what, man? I joke about disability. You joke about mental disorder. It's fine. Our whole generation.
And you know
generation.
What causes all of it? Depression.
You have depression. I have crippling depression. Wait, no.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
Yes, you should. It's so good.
It is quite good, but I shouldn't laugh. Anyway,
it's so funny. I can't believe you do the Discord chat. I was like, no, send it.
That was good stuff.
That was hilarious stuff.
So, are you ready for letter grade on this one?
Yeah, man. All right, well, I think I got to go A+.
I'm with you. It just for the Nana spanking Britta was
just worth, for Nana. Her whooping. Entire personality was great. Britta was trying to be so nice, and she was just like, "What did you say to me?" And Britta said something along the lines of, "What I see, I have offended you. I'm sorry about that."
And get me
a switch. What's a switch?
It's a stick. She can whoop you with.
I love it. I love that Britta had to ask that. Like, do people not know that is that just like a southern
not everyone
term?
Has like grandparents that like talk like
that's
that.
True. Yeah. I did, like, they never talked to me about like stuff like I was a good kid, but like I knew what it was.
Like, I'd hear stories. That's where I got it from.
Yeah.
You're like, maybe my cousins aren't such great people.
It's always the cousins, man.
Of course. And they get the same stories about me, I'm sure. Like, that's just how it goes. Yeah.
Two sides of a coin.
For sure. It's like Batman and Two-Face. Or like Batman and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Batman and Arnold. I watched that movie this week. It's terrible, but I keep bringing it up.
It's so bad, but I watch it just to make fun of it, and also it's nostalgic for me because, like, my brother had the VHS of it, and I remember watching it with him when I was little, and looking back, I'm like, this is a really bad movie. I'm still going to watch it just to make fun of it.
The next episode we have here is Beginner Pottery. So, Beginner Pottery, I'll do the summary here. So, like, Jeff signs up for a pottery class for, like, the ultimate winger blow-off class, but ends up like failing the class when his jealousy of another student gets the best of him. And Pierce's incompetence could ruin his group's grade in boating class. That's the whole story.
That's so good. Half of that is on the Netflix thing.
Oh no, I'm just reading from IMDb.
As you should.
No, like I'm being lazy. So I will say, love Tony Hale in this episode. I love Arrested Development.
So getting
him here, I was like, the first time I watched it, I was like, wait, is that Buster? And then I'm like, he almost went mother. And I'm like, that is Buster. Like, Buster.
It is. I've never seen Arrested Development, but I know what Arrested Development is. So
okay, this is the second time I'm kicking you off the show.
Look,
eventually you're gonna have to leave because you've got to watch Arrested Development.
You can't kick me out. I can't. I was about to make a real bad joke. Yeah. Oh, anyway. Dude, I know I need to watch Arrested. I need to watch a lot of shows, and a bunch of my friends recommend. You know me, I didn't watch WandaVision until episode 6 was out, and then I watched it all in one day. So
yeah.
Yeah, I procrastinate. But then I'm like, I'm going to watch all of this within a 24-hour span, and we're going to see how my mental stability is. And it's never good. But
I feel like when you binge watch TV shows, you get like attached to them, and then they end, and you're like, oh.
The silence and just you know what, Grant? You could just at me next time.
Okay.
Tag me. Just the audacity. You're not wrong.
The audacity. Yes, audacity. If you're listening to this, which you will be, because I edit in Audacity. You're welcome. We name plug you. It's the audacity. That needs to be a sitcom joke. Somehow, some way, the audacity needs to be a sitcom joke.
It does.
Yes. Anyway, so favorite moments from this episode.
Oh my god, there's so many. But I love when Jeff is like trying to prove that Rich is you know, like he's not an amateur potter. He's been doing this for years. And Britta just goes, did you sleep here, Jeff? Only for a few hours. Guess where Rich is from? Couldn't have been Crazy Town, because you'd have gone to high school together. Jeff, so Santa Fe, New Mexico. Nobody gets out of Santa Fe without learning how to make a pot. 45% Hispanic, fifth highest Native American population. They eat and breathe clay there. I think some of this research may have been done in Wikipedia. Annie said that. And then Jeff, you're mocking me? You? No, fine. Go ahead and mock me. Abed, Jeff, you're gold blooming. I don't know what that means.
Where he like went directly into gold blooming. Like
directly into
my.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So good.
I love the boating. Like I love Donald Glover's line. Pierce may be the only person to ever drown in a parking lot twice.
It's so good. The whole boating scene and Shirley being the captain, and Pierce just, now I know the C in captain stands for Britta. Pierce goes, crab apple.
Yes.
Then obviously the quote we mentioned earlier, which is, college is where most mental health problems are activated. Troy, I hope I get multiple personalities. I get lonely in long showers. So good. That line delivery, like Donald Glover, he's incredible. And his line deliveries are always good, but this is like, oh my god.
So good. I can just see Unchained him like Melody. Crumpled up in a ball, like, set phasers to love me.
Dude, Unchained Melody.
Yes.
Oh my god, because the whole rule of the pottery class was, hey, you cannot ghost, which is a great movie.
No ghosting. Yeah.
No ghosting. And I love that movie. Like that's a fantastic movie. And the crossed out poster of Patrick Swayze. And Annie's just like, oh. And then the teacher's just like, whose name I'm forgetting. But he just goes, relax, I got it done before he died. It's not in bad taste.
It cracks me up so much. I just love how he's like, when he's defining ghosty, he's like, any of it. I've seen it all. Guy on girl, the girl on guy, the hilarious guy on guy. And then when like Jeff goes, and as he says, Spoon's rich. I'm gonna call him Buster. I don't remember his name either, but he's Buster. Let's be honest.
It's Tom. Yeah, Buster, you're right.
Buster's like, and Abe goes, it's the hilarious guy on guy, and I just got a good laugh.
I was just dying when Jeff looked so offended, and then he just goes, my love, my darling. And then Buster just looks at him like, don't you dare. And then he starts going out the door and just starts singing, and he has like the door handle like jammed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And Chang got his clothes stolen, which is just really random, but he got it. It happened twice.
It did.
It happened twice.
I got robbed at the YMCA again. And then the end tag scene where it happens again, and he's just like, you're kidding me. And he walks just out in his Mohead helmet and a Speedo. It's just so funny. Oh my God. Funny.
And when he was on his bike, and Pierce was like in the boat, you know, rowing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, dude, you're in my parking spot. Security. Security. But he's just too consumed, because he's like, oh my God, we're going down. Not like this. So good. This episode. Oh, dude.
It's
so amazing. Good.
It is.
It's incredible. You know what? Letter grade wise, what are your thoughts on it? Because I have a S-tier. Thought on
this
it.
Is one
I'm going S tier too.
Yeah. And now I'm going to have to go S tier twice, because spoiler, my next episode, the one for the next episode, is going to be the same. I love that one too. But
so good.
They're all really good.
We rarely go S tier. I think we've only gone S tier maybe 4 or 5 times out of 20 episodes.
I think it's more like twice.
How?
I think this is the third one. Like I try to withhold
you're right.
Like the stuff I love.
You're right. We did it for one when we had Ava on, and then we did it for another one that just you and me were on, and now we're on the third one. You're correct. I don't know why I thought it was 4.
You say like 5. That's not an S. That's an A plus. That's not good. No, it's a special grade. Yeah. Well, I guess since we've letter graded that one, we might as well go ahead and move on to Le Science of Illusion. I'll let you.
Why are you French? Why are you French?
Why am I French? I do not know. Morning.
He did take French.
It's more my Gambit, like mon petit, like you know, Gambit from X-Men the Animated Series.
Science of Illusion. This is the April Fool's Day episode.
Nope, this is the March 32nd.
You're correct. I was literally, dude, the anxiety that came over. I was like, did I watch the wrong episode? This is awkward. But yeah, it is the March 32nd episode. I got confused for a second. I was like, March? I was like doing the months in my head. I was like, that doesn't make sense. And then it did make sense.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is.
I love the opening line from Pelton, which is, you know, he's talking about April Fool's. And then it's just a reminder to keep April Fool's pranks physically safe, politically balanced, and racially accessible. When in doubt, check the guidelines in our college pranks literature book. And then Jeff, guidelines for school sanctioned pranks. Reminds me of one of my favorite college comedies. Shirley. Which one, Jeff? Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Troy with the snake in the can.
Mm-hmm. But the snake isn't the can. I just love the image of him just like holding up the snake and smiling.
See, the dean doesn't get it. The point of a practical joke is to shake up the system. For example, and then he pulls out, you know, a fake dry roasted peanuts can. Who wants some of these? And Abed, cool, yeah, open scan. And then Troy, he just has it. He pulls the fake, you know, like snake in a can snake out of nowhere looking for something.
It's so good. It's
So good.
So good. Plus, this is our first Troy and Abed in the morning.
It is.
I didn't do it's that right. So I was off. Good. Troy and Abed in the morning.
There you go. Well, there you're also trying to do two people. So.
Yeah, no, I just was high on the first one. Like, yeah. So that sounded wrong, but I was like up in key. No,
yeah,
so,
you're good. So I think they knew. It's in the intro song to this, so they'll know what we're talking about. It's fine.
So Shirley called Annie Hannah Montana in this episode. You know, Allison Brie was on Hannah Montana. Like she was a guest.
Was she
star.
Really?
Yeah, no. I just looked it up myself. She was.
Oh my God, what episode?
I don't know, but it was like in 2006. So just look it up. Like just Google Allison Brie, Hannah Montana. So that would have made her like 15. Which is a
That's so weird to think about 15-year-old Allison Brie.
What's even weirder is because I just discovered this show this year, it's even weirder to think that Allison Brie's like 30.
You're about to say, it's even weirder to think that Allison Brie was ever 15.
No, like, see, because she was 18 in Community when it started. And so thinking this show is like new, even though it's 10 years old, I'm like, huh. Yeah, so she's like 20. No, she was 25 when the show ended. Now she's 30. And I'm like, this is weird.
That is weird. That is weird. I do that with shows too. I'm like, oh, new show to watch. Cool. It came out 15 years ago. And I'm like, so they were 27 when they started this.
Yeah, and you're like, these people are as old as my dad. Cool.
Yeah, it's like you could, well, now I'm attached to you and now it's a little weird, but all right.
No, like, for me, it's just like, yeah, these people are all my age. And I'm like, wait a second, Donald Glover's nearly 40.
Like, which, by the way, what?
No, like, I don't know if he's nearly 40. Danny Pudi's 40. I don't know how old Donald Glover is.
That I'm about to Google it.
Donald Glover's 38.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, he's 37 right now. He will be 38.
He will be 38.
Yeah.
That's, dude, this entire cast has baby faces. Like,
well, I mean,
which
at the time he was 23.
College. Yeah.
Well, no, he was 26. So, yeah, no, he was older than I thought. Plus, he just inked like an 8-figure deal with Amazon. Which is
that's crazy.
So this at least is, $10 million.
That is weird to think about. Like they were in. It's the fact that like, 2 more years we're gonna be 20, and like, so they were around our age when they were filming this.
Well, Allison Brie was. Allison Brie was the young
Allison
one.
Brie was. But like, that's not that far away. But that's weird, dude. It's weird to think about. Anyway.
Yeah. No. And. Now I'm going to get really depressing and be like, yeah, we're all going to die soon.
Ugh. Define how soon. Can you, like, schedule me?
Yeah, you got, like, 3 weeks, though.
Hey, Grant's just a doctor. Surprise!
No, what's
that's
the meme? When the doctor gives you 3 weeks
me.
To live, and you kill him, and the judge gives you 100 or life, or 60 to
that's
life.
That's your excuse for firing me in 3 weeks. You're just like, yeah, I'm already sadly, tragically died. Quit telling everyone I'm dead.
That would be both hilarious. That would be hilarious in that sense. But if it like actually happened in like exactly 3 weeks, I would be like the first suspect. It would be like, yeah, no, he killed her.
Yeah, no, he didn't. You're like, no, I swear, I have these weird predictions, man.
The wheelchair did her in.
The wheelchair.
She got run over by her wheelchair.
One of my friends was pushing me one time. This was at church. Someone almost dropped me in front of a car. I was this close and I caught myself. I'm alive. But I was like, huh. And I've given him crap for it ever since.
That is, as you should. Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, here's to hoping you last at least 4 weeks so I don't get investigated.
At least four. Well, now it has to be over because now you've said that.
Longer than 4 weeks. There we go.
crying.
Yeah.
Anyway, that joke
is sponsored by depression.
as is our entire podcast.
And our sitcom, actually. No,
that's fair about our sitcom.
No, our sitcom's literally just me being like, what would these people do if they were depressed? They would go crazy.
To be fair, though, most of Gen Z and millennials are just depressed.
No, like, yeah, the personality traits are just like, yeah, look at how many meds I'm taking. But I'm taking more than you.
It's a competition.
To see who's the most jacked up.
Wait, that's an idea.
No, that's literally a good idea. It's not quite capture the flag, but it's an idea.
It's an idea.
Yeah. I gotta get back to writing that. This week's crazy. Anyway, so this is just such a good episode. I can't. Anyway, what do you have for your letter grade here? Or do you have anything else before we get to it, I guess I should say?
Oh, God. You know what, man? You know what we completely forgot to mention?
I have no idea, because we just spent the last 5 minutes talking about you
dying. Dude, cop Annie and, well, no, security guard Annie and Shirley.
Trying to figure out who could be the bad BA.
I enjoyed when Annie just slammed Jeff's head into the tank.
What are you doing?
What the heck, Annie? And then they all started crying.
It was so funny. And then Jeff's just so like, good. Oh man, why are we the only... Shh. Just watch.
Just watch. And he had his...
All day directing his cop drama.
Yeah, Abed, freaking, when he was pretending to be the dean, he was like, listen, get it together.
I always go back to the Looney Tunes show, Semper Fi episode. Listen up, maggots.
yeah, man. So that's another good
show, by the way.
And Britta's little hat on the frog.
See, I think that was funny.
I do too.
But then she dropped a cadaver on a sign, and that wasn't as funny.
Yeah, and then she stepped on a frog, and then there was just a corpse which, by the way, can we talk about that? Why does that school just have that there?
Well,
why
is that she was in the anatomy lab, so it makes sense.
Why is that in the anatomy lab of a community college? That should be in, like, a morgue.
No. You can donate your body to, like, science and go pick up the, like, they can pick you up and, like.
Into an anatomy class.
No, like, and seriously, that's the point. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, it is. But I do love how the dean's punishment was to, like, bring in a relative of the cadaver.
Every day. Dude, until somebody do you know how weird that would be? That, like, just first day of college, go into my anatomy class, and then you walk in and you, like, I think I would just go, and then I would, like, stop, and then I would turn and be like, that's a corpse. All right. Continue.
Yep. For yep. Sure.
She just dropped it out. Why was the window open, though?
Hey,
that's the real question.
You can't question the convenience.
You can't question the convenience of an open window. Oh, that was so good. And we mentioned this earlier, but you're more of a fun vampire because you don't suck blood, you just suck. And also, Pierce's robes, Pierce's whole story.
So good.
With his Fantasia, Mickey Mouse, Disney-looking wizard robe.
And the cookie wand, because it was the Cookie Crisp mascot from, like, the 90s.
Oh, the 80s. Gosh. That was hilarious when Troy was, like, when he was crying, he started crying, he was like, it wasn't a wizard when I was a kid, man. I just pretended to know because I wanted to be cool.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
So funny.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, I know your letter grade, but I think I got to agree with you. I think we got to go S tier for this one.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And then, like, just the entirety of Pierce, his Buddhist church with the laser six later, or the level six laser lotus. It's like, that's not, that's a cult. Yeah.
That's a cult, which we already knew.
Oh, for from sure. The but then, episode. Like, when they gave him the meteor stick or the meteor wand, he's like, yeah, Buddha came in on a meteor. It's like, this is amazing.
It's so good.
It's like something. And when they... It reminded me of a Harmontown thing that I was listening on an episode today, where he's just like talking about how these different like churches, like, you know, like they'll raise the, they'll build the belfry so high so the cross can be higher than the church across the street. It's like an arms race for God's grace.
That's incredible.
Oh, it is. I'm telling you, you need to listen to that podcast. It is amazing.
Also, dude, I enjoyed when Chang, he came in and he said something. He was talking to, he was trying to figure out who pranked the, who pulled the, you know, thing.
Yeah, Pelton was.
And he was like, who did it? Who emitted it? Yeah. And Chang, was it Chang or was it Pelton who just goes, why are you dressed like, no, it was Pelton. He was like, so Pierce said something along the lines of, well, how do you know it was one of us? And then Pelton, let me answer that question with another question. Why are you dressed like a wizard? And then Pierce's response was just holding up the cookie wand and like focusing all of his energy on it.
Yep.
So good. So for good.
For sure. It's a great episode. I'm going S tier as well.
We have to legally.
Yep. So yeah, I guess that's it for this episode. Do you want to tell the people where they can find you?
I'm here. I'm tagged in most of the Much Talk About Community Instagram posts. And my Twitter's Marty_Shores. If you want to follow it, I post funny tweets sometimes, and then I find them unfunny, and then I delete them. But yeah, I'm there. I'm everywhere. You'll find me somewhere eventually.
All right. And as I said at the top, if you want to email us, you can do that at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity. You can follow us on Twitter at MTACpod. And our website is anchor.fm/MTACpod. Let us know what you're thinking of the new format. I'm thinking we're probably going to go back next week. We'll run like a Twitter poll. So hit us up there if you want us to go back or stick around. I like the old format better, but I don't know. I'm tired today. In case you can't tell, that's why I'm yawning and probably half asleep as I'm saying this. I don't know. But until next time, for Marty, the anti-winger, I have been Grant, the winger, and we'll catch you next time.
Now, there's one and only one rule in this class. I will tolerate no reenacting, whether it's ironic or sincere, of the Patrick Swayze Demi Moore pottery scene in Ghost. Ever since that movie was released in 1990, I have seen every conceivable variation of what I call ghosting. This could be guy on girl, girl on guy, the hilarious guy on guy. So since it never stopped, I had to adopt a zero ghost tolerance policy. If you so much as hum three notes from that Righteous Brothers song with God as my witness, I will come at you with everything I've got.